George was looking for the old woman with the gold because he wanted to steal her gold. He had broken into her house and searched high and low and couldn't find it, so he decided to follow her down the road and find her and make her tell where she had hidden her gold. He walked in. So I'm going to tell the story, and we'll have a chance for visiting at Juice and Cookie Time later, okay? So he walked and walked until he came to a river. And there by the river, he saw a father and a son digging in their fields. It had been a really long time since George had talked to another human being, but he was so eager to find this gold that he marched right up to them, and in a rusty voice, he said, "Have you seen a short woman with gray hair and a black cloak? You must mean Doña Josefa," guessed the boy who was working in the fields. "Yes, she was here. We went to get her early this morning because my grandfather is having another attack." And George interrupted, "Where is she now?" "Well, she's long gone," said the father. "Some people came from across the river because someone in their family is sick." "Well, how do I get across the river?" George wanted to know. "The only way to get across the river is by a boat," explained the father, "and we would be willing to row you across, but first we have to finish digging our potatoes." George didn't want to wait, and so he grabbed a hoe and started digging right alongside the other two farmers, thinking to himself, "The faster we can get this done, the sooner I can get across the river and catch up to my gold." And so they worked the rest of the day, and it was evening time when they finally finished digging, and there were baskets and baskets full to the brim with potatoes, and all the dirt had been turned over in neat rows. "Can you row me across the river now?" asked George. "Let's have some supper first," suggested the father. George had forgotten what a home-cooked meal tasted like, and he'd forgotten what a joy it is to share a meal with others. As he chewed his bread and as he swallowed his stew, memories of long ago, memories of other meals, came back to him. They rode across the river in the moonlight, and the boy was happily explaining to George what a wonderful healer Doña Josefa was. "All she had to do was make a special cup of her tea, and my grandfather got well again," he said. "And guess what? She gave him a gold coin." George was horrified. It was one thing to go around making tea for people, but giving away gold, his gold coins. As they approached the opposite shore, the father called out to a young man sitting on the porch of his cottage, "This fellow is looking for Doña Josefa." "Well, she was here, but she left some time ago," said the young man. "Where?" demanded George as he scrambled up the bank. "She's gone on over the mountain," he said, gesturing into the distance. And so we're going to have to wait until next week to find out what happened to George next. Let's join hands and we'll say a prayer. Find somebody's hand to hold. Here, Ben, switch hands so you can reach Catherine. And great. Oh, good. Dear God, sometimes as we search for the thing that matters most to us in the world, it seems to just get farther away. So we ask that you would teach us to notice what we're learning and what we're receiving as we go along. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.